Well, good morning. This is Linda Morris on the Vital Wellness Call, and today we are going to be talking about the benefits of full spectrum light. And we are so grateful that Nikan has come out with the Kinko light. It's a full spectrum desk lamp. And starting off, I'm just going to start reading from the quick reference sheet that Nikan has in the document library. And as it says, it simulates natural sunlight. It's balanced broad spectrum of visible light, enhanced blue wavelength, flicker-free LED operation, environmentally friendly, clockless sunrise lighting and alarm. So what that means, it actually has three different settings, and it starts off on just a little bit of light, and then it gets brighter, and then it gets to the brightest, because that's how our body, it was designed to work. Is when the sunlight hits the back of your eyes, that's when it was time to get up in the morning. And then, of course, at night when the sun went down, well, it's time to go to bed. So, obviously, in the winter, there were shorter days, and shorter days, longer nights, and in the summer, longer days and shorter nights. So it's cool, this light, and it can just start to naturally wake you up in the morning, and if you don't wake up, then there's an alarm, too. Fully adjustable brightness control, and there is also a USB charging port on the back of the light. And the benefits, full spectrum illumination, a natural balance of wavelengths, and additional blue that create a natural light environment indoors at any time. Simulate solar light without UVA and UVB. Benefits of sunlight without negative exposure. Advanced LED technology eliminates flicker cycles that can cause eye strain. Folding support with light diffuser for using Kinko light as a lamp open or a night light or an accent light is when it's actually closed upon itself. You still have, I call it ambient light. I love it. Sunrise timer that gradually increases illumination helps support natural waking cycle. Energy efficient, uses less than 30% of the power required for a standard incandescent bulb. Environmentally responsible, long component life, no heavy metals for improved recyclability. And the facts. Human beings thrive under natural sunlight, but much of modern living is spent indoors during daylight hours, especially during the winter months. We may receive only minimal exposure to the frequencies of light that are responsible for life on Earth and which science has shown can help support physical well-being and emotional health. The Kinko light provides illumination in a broad balanced spectrum of wavelengths, including those which correspond to natural solar energy. This contrasts with incandescent or fluorescent light bulbs, which provide light in uneven or incomplete energy ranges. Scientific evidence suggests that the application of balanced full-spectrum lighting can promote a healthy, normal sleep-wake cycle. Research findings support the hypothesis that exposure to this light in the early evening can help older adults sleep better at night. Other studies indicate that full-spectrum illumination may help in improving sleep and learning ability in adolescents. The Kinko light range of wavelengths includes an increased amount of blue light, which is identified as having a potentially positive effect on normal circadian rhythms. Wow, and I was just reading, I happened to get a Twitter post from Deepak Chopra this morning. He was speaking, I think it was at the MGM Grand, about Grand out in Las Vegas, that they're actually creating conference rooms that have, you know, use circadian lighting and aromatherapy for better results during meetings. It's kind of, isn't that an interesting coincidence? Let's see, where was I? Unlike the sun, the Kinko light produces no potentially harmful UV rays. Ultraviolet light has been linked to premature skin aging and skin cancer. Some full-spectrum lamps emit UV energy, which limits safe use to brief periods. The Kinko light may be employed as an everyday indoor light source to afford the benefits of sunlight without the dangers. Fluorescent light tubes and incandescent bulbs operate at frequencies that create a flickering effect. This flicker has been identified as causing a feeling of fatigue and eye strain. The LEDs that produce the Kinko light illumination are based on a completely different technology designed to reduce or eliminate flicker and glare. In addition interior lighting characteristics, this form of lighting is much more energy efficient. A conventional 40-watt incandescent bulb consumes more than 3 times the electricity needed to power the Kinko light. Kinko light includes a digital clock display and a selectable timer-activated brightening function that replicates sunrise or dawn. This can promote a more natural waking and sleep cycle. If desired, it may be augmented by the built-in audible alarm. This type of lamp will also last longer. Under typical conditions, the expected service life of 35,000 hours is equivalent to 10 to 15 years of use. This is approximately 10 times longer than a fluorescent tube and 60 times as long as a light bulb. The Kinko light is more environmentally friendly than other types of lighting, not only because its long service life means fewer discarded components, but also in that it does not present the toxic waste disposal problems that are occurring concerned with mercury-containing fluorescent tubes. And a quick sharing tip, ask your prospect if a gloomy gray day can contribute to feelings of depression. Compare that to bright sunshine. Then point out that an ordinary interior light cannot produce the same wavelengths as the sun, but the Kinko light does. So I also have another paperwork that Nikan handed out. Let me see if this is in the brochure. It actually is in the brochure that you can download from Nikan's website. But it shows it has the natural solar spectrum is balanced light. So, you know, it goes from the violet down to the red. And it goes up like a mountain. It's pretty, you know, pretty balanced up and down. Artificial incandescent spectrum is unbalanced light. So the purple is starting down to like barely, you know, it's way down like by the sea. How's that sound? And then it goes way up. Red is like the top of a mountain. So it's just almost a straight line up. You're not getting much of the blue light. And the Nikan Kinko light is balanced light. So it has high blue. Mid-high green, and, you know, yellow, and then on down to red, which goes back down to the sea. So it's totally different light spectrum if you're looking at it. There is some really great information. They gave us a handout when the Kinko light first came out. This is by Jacob Lieberman, L-I-B-E-R-M-A-N. The effect of sunlight and full spectrum lighting on health, wellness, and performance. So I hope you guys you just have to hang with me because this is 2 pages of reading. The most important points is on page 2, I'm going to tell you right now. It says, every 2 hours, approximately 99% of the body's new blood volume is exposed to light as it circulates through the blood vessels on the back of the eye, continuing the blood chemistry. And that's really important, what it does for the body. So the power of light. All life can develop under the influence of light. This becomes obvious when we experimentally place plants, animals, or humans in a darkened environment and notice that their life force gradually diminishes, bringing life to a halt. Without light, there is no will to live. We are robbed of the spark that propels our spirit. When the same experiment is repeated using artificial lighting, such as cool white fluorescent tubes, the natural growth pattern of both plants and animals is significantly affected, reducing lifespan and at times manifesting as physical abnormality. In humans, there is a decrease in attention, learning ability, performance, and productivity, an increase in stress, irritability, errors, and fatigue, and a major increase in cavities. However, when children are placed in classrooms that incorporate natural daylight, learning ability, test scores, and productivity significantly improve. Natural daylight in retail locations boosts sales by 40%. All biological life is composed of and dependent on light. That is why solar system means of or derived from light. When Nobel laureate Albert Gorgi says, all the energy we take into our bodies is derived from the sun. He is literally saying that light is the primal nourishment for life. The body is a biological light receptor. The eyes are transparent biological windows designed to receive and emit light, and all physiological functions are light dependent. As an example, routine exposure to sunlight reduces resting heart rate, respiratory rate, blood pressure, and blood sugar, while increasing energy, strength, endurance, stress tolerance, and the ability of the blood to absorb and carry oxygen. Light guides the eyes, physical movement, and physiological function. Hence, light and life are inseparable. How does the oneness of light and life affect us personally? The spectrum of electromagnetic radiation ranges from cosmic rays to electrical waves. Within this vast range lies the teeny band of visible frequencies of light, containing a rainbow of colors that resonate with life itself. Every human function is light dependent. Thus, our ability to take in the entire visible spectrum of light determines the amount of life force available to us in each moment. Light and the eyes. How does light impact us so profoundly? It is said the eyes are the windows of the soul, but what does that mean? In the New Testament, Luke 11:34 states, "The light of the body is your eye. When your eye is clear, your whole body is clear. Your whole body is also full of light, but when it is bad, your body is full of darkness." Most people are aware of the relationship between light and vision. However, few are aware that non-visual light-sensing cells in the eyes are present and functioning at birth, long before the rods and cones that produce light into vision. This confirms the inseparable link between light, the eyes, and our survival. The eyes are responsible for 90% of the information we take in during our lifetime. Of the 3 billion sensory inputs received by the body each second, 2 billion are received by way of the eyes. 98% of the sun's light enters the body through the eyes, the other 2% by way of the skin. So living in Florida, a lot of people think, oh, I just go outside to get light. Well, there's a lot of people that wear sunglasses all the time. So you need to take off your sunglasses if you're outside for 20 minutes a day, so at least your eyes are getting that true light. And then there's also a lot of people that work inside. So having the Kinko lights in the house, I have 3 in my house. I have one on my desk that's assisting me in reading this document right now. I have a joke in my house. Oh, you can't read the back of it? Take it to the light. Because it allows you to see the whole picture. And I do recommend that, and maybe I can attach it in an email. I'll check that out. The brochure on the Kinko light, because it's pretty interesting. It actually shows a photo of an apple sitting on a block or sitting on a book on a table. And it shows with a fluorescent light bulb, you could just be drawing lots of little white lines through that photo, parallel lines all throughout the photo. So you're not seeing the whole true picture of what that apple looks like. And then other LED lighting causes flickering, or other types of lights that flicker. And I didn't realize before that direct current means it has full electricity all the time. Alternating current means at the end of that cycle, it turns off and goes the other direction and relights, and then it turns off. That's the reason why you don't see things as well, because it's getting dark in between, but it's so fast you don't really notice it. But that also causes flickering, but that makes it difficult to read, especially as the fonts are getting smaller in our lives. And then Kinko light or full spectrum LED, there's absolutely no flickering, so it's as if you're outside looking at that apple. You see the complete whole picture. It's pretty fascinating when you look at it like that. So, let's see, back to my paper. Every substance ingested by the body has a maximum wavelength absorption characteristic. In other words, for any ingested substance to be fully digested and assimilated by the body, it must go through a series of chemical reactions catalyzed by a specific portion of the electromagnetic spectrum. Blue light, for instance, is required for the breakdown and excretion of bilirubin, while ultraviolet is necessary for the synthesis of vitamin D. Anything we ingest must interact with precise segment of the electromagnetic spectrum in order for it to be fully metabolized. Therefore, any portion of the spectrum we are not assimilating will affect our ability to fully absorb the nutrients in the food we eat. Now, as you heard me say, ultraviolet is necessary for the synthesis of vitamin D. There is no ultraviolet in this lamp, so it's not giving you vitamin D benefits. So you may still need to supplement vitamin D. In fact, most people and animals do, especially indoor animals. Light entering the eyes also travels through the site of the body's biological clock within the hypothalamus. known as the brain's brain. The hypothalamus is the body's major integration center for information from the nervous system, endocrine system, immune system, and emotional centers, as well as initiator and director of our recreation and adaptation to stress. In essence, the hypothalamus uses light-activated information to regulate the body's vital functions. Until recently, the pituitary was referred to as the body's master gland. However, it is now recognized that the body's real master gland is the pineal, referred to as the third eye by Indian mystics and the seat of the soul by Descartes. The pineal is considered the body's regulator of regulators. Acting as the body's light meter, it simultaneously communicates information about time of day, time of year, spectral characteristics, and the Earth's electromagnetic field with every cell in the body. In so doing, each cell orchestrates its internal function and synchronizes itself with Mother Nature. Light's stimulatory and regulatory effect on the human body occurs by ways of the eye. So that's why I believe it's a great idea to wear the sleep mask, because it goes right over that third eye area and it helps it to make sure it's circulating and healthy every night. The human energy system is a continual homeodynamic state. This critical preservation of harmony is accomplished by constantly linking our vital functions with the chronology of the cosmos. Thus, our receptivity to the full spectrum of sunlight determines our degree of oneness with light. The impact of full spectrum light. Just as poor diet can lead to malnutrition, ingesting poor quality light can result in malillumination with similar effects. Dr. John Ott, pioneer in the development of full-spectrum lighting, demonstrated that only the full spectrum of sunlight induces full growth in plants. He also found that chickens living under artificial lights live half as long, are more aggressive, and produce eggs with significantly more cholesterol. Mice living under commonly used fluorescent lights lived half as long as those living under natural daylight. Dr. Ott also found that children in classrooms illuminated with full-spectrum light demonstrated a marked improvement in academic achievement within 1 month, significantly less hyperactivity, and 33% less incidence of cavities. Under natural daylight or full-spectrum light that duplicates natural light, visual acuity, accuracy, and productivity increase. Students and office workers experience far less fatigue and chance of error. Absenteeism due to illness decreases and people have more energy. When one company redesigned their facility with full spectrum light, they saved $235,000 annually from reduced computer errors by employees. Holy cow. So that is a document that I will scan and get on the computer and send it out with this call later this week. Does anybody have any testimonies or anything that they'd like to share with what they've noticed since they've had the Kinko light?
Good morning. This is Karen. Actually, it's a testimonial from somebody who had psoriasis on her leg. And, of course, we don't make any claims, but medical claims. But she used it for about 10 minutes, and she had about 50% improvement in her skin condition.
Was this woman in Iowa?
Nope. She's in...
Okay. Because there's another one in Iowa that did... She had, like, big oozing sores on her legs, and she tried everything, wound clinic and everything, and she was using the light on her legs. I never was able to find out how many minutes a day she was using it, but that totally went away. So yes, once again, we do not make medical claims, but for this woman, it was a light miracle. So I just found that amazing, that first of all, anybody would even think of using the light on a skin condition. But, you know, with that information about, you know, our eyes, are responsible for 98% of what happens with light. And at the same time, not only her legs were being exposed, so were her eyes, right?
Yes.
Pretty amazing. So, yeah, that's, you know, all the time we have people asking, what do we do for psoriasis? I always say water and liver support, and now we say, oh, you need a light. How do we explain that, right? You pull out this sheet of paper and explain it. That's awesome. Thank you, Karen.
You're welcome.
Hey, Linda, have you had any experience with putting vegetables or fruit under the light? Is there any testimonies on that?
I have not. But, you know, it's kind of an interesting question. I have a bowl that I put a lot of vegetables or fruit, you know, mostly vegetables, out on my counter in the kitchen, and everything that goes in there starts to sprout and grow. Even a turnip actually grew like a little tree out of it without any added water or anything. So it's like, you know, you give things the proper light. It's amazing how they might grow. I can tell you that whenever I turn on my lamp in my kitchen, I was doing a wellness home tour one day, and I'd actually put the far infrared lamp on a woman that was, I had her watching a short video on the TV about the wellness home, and one of my cats came and laid down on the tail of the comforter that was on the floor around her feet. And then we went to the kitchen, and I turned on the lamp, and my other cat came running down the stairs and hopped up in the bar stool and was like squinting, looking right at the light. She's like, are your cats trained? I'm like, well, yeah, they know what's good for them, and they use it. They never ask questions. They just do it.
Wow.
But that would be a good thing to, you know, check out. Put it, you know, high mag water and light and see how things really grow.
I have another testimonial.
Yeah, great.
My fiance has a tendency to get grouchy, especially during the winter. And so we put the light on his desk where his computer is, and he's not grouchy anymore. And he uses that light all the time. And I noticed during the winter, because I had issues with my mood during the winter, I call it my happy light. I don't have any issues in the winter time anymore. My mood is up. My energy is up. I've never been diagnosed with depression, but I would say I go through it seasonally, and it doesn't happen anymore. I also seem to make an easier adjustment with the change of the season.
Wow. Isn't that awesome?
Very grateful for that light, as I am with all the products, the wellness home and the nutritional.
I know. People say, well, if you're going to choose one thing, what would it be? Well, the wellness home would be the one thing.
Yeah, that's
I'm very grateful for everything we have, too.